This is Saturday, the 12th of December, and at the city center is taking place a boycott Israeli goods campaign organized by the Palestine Solidarity group here in Sheffield. We can see around 30 people already gathered here for this campaign. They're holding their placards, and we can read on them, boycott stolen Israeli goods, stolen from Palestinians. After the starting of the gathering, and there is a person who is strongly opposed to this campaign, and he's trying to convince the crowd that Israel is nothing more than an imperfect state similar to all other states in the Middle East, and that we shouldn't be boycotting against Israel's products. It's 25 past 11, and a small march will go through the town in order to campaign against Israeli goods. It's an event organized by the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Hello, I'm talking to Sarah. Can you tell me, why do you think we should boycott Israeli goods?
Because this Israeli goods coming from the settlements, which is already supported for Israeli army in this, and it's not in a direct way, but this is the way. And we should boycott it, because we all the money which going to army, going to kill the Palestinian there.
Do you
use the land?
If many people join this campaign, what will you think the results be?
At least, step by step, all the world should have an idea about what's going on. Because there is many people didn't understand what's happened there, why, and they think that the Israelians, they have the right by the land to do whatever they want.
So is the campaign saying that Israel should not produce any products forever, or is it does it aim for a specific response by Israel?
This is to minimize the aggressive way for Israelian killing, demolished, all of this stuff which all the people, not I can't say all the world know about it, but the Israeli media can, they know how to sell their ideas.
Do you think that if they see their income decreasing because of this campaign, do you think that they will change their policy towards the Palestinian people?
Maybe, but at least they have something to stop them. At least killing people, stop.
What's the response from Sheffield people when you go out and ask them to join you on this campaign?
At least they will ask why you are here, what is the protest, what is the main point for you to walk in the streets, carrying this banners, carrying wearing this boycott Israeli goods t-shirts. At least you will find a question from someone who don't have enough idea about what's happening in the world.
So it's a starting point to speak about the Palestinian people's case.
Maybe start wake up people from their sleeping.
Come on, let's join the march. We left the town hall and we're on Cross Burgess Street. We're going around the back of John Lewis. Now we turned on Cambridge Street, which is decorated by the council with many art pieces by various artists, and I think it's from an artist's academy. It's a busy day in the town center, 1 week before the closing of the schools, and people are out to buy their presents for their loved ones. We've arrived at the top of the moor. We're crossing the road. Hello, I'm from Sheffield Live, the radio station. Okay. What do you think about today's campaign about boycotting Israeli goods? Why didn't you take a leaflet if you don't know enough about it?
Not really a political person, to be honest.
Okay. It's very difficult to speak to people. You don't even have the time to say that you're from the radio, and they're vanished.
Good morning, I'm from the radio. I'm covering this protest.
Oh, a couple just passed by. They couldn't speak to the radio.
Good morning, will you join the campaign?
Not much luck there.
Good morning, I'm from the radio.
No.
Good morning. I'm from Sheffield Live, the radio station. What do you think about today's campaign? Will you join the boys?
No.
Why?
No, why? Can't make any difference. Will it?
Hello, I'm from the radio station. Will you join the campaign?
Pardon?
Will you join the campaign, the boycott campaign?
I'll think about it.
Okay. Good morning. Will you join the campaign?
Can't catch you, Nisha.
Why are you boycotting Israeli goods?
I got interested in politics over apartheid, and I saw a tiny group being absolutely filthy to the majority blacks in South Africa, and I see exactly the same thing in Israel. Israel's had an expansion policy for the last 60 years. They treat the Palestinians as though they've no rights whatsoever, and they're creating Bantustans exactly as the South Africans did, with pass laws and so on. And I think that if we stand by and let other human beings be treated disgustingly, I think it diminishes everyone. And that notion that you can abuse people just slowly spreads. I believe in a better world, and I believe part of that better world is treating all human beings with respect.
Do you think that Israel will respond to a good boycott campaign against
it? I think it will be hard. And I think Israel will be the last people that we convince. The next stage is the West Bank goods. These are Israeli settlements illegally settled on Palestinian lands, and so it's stolen land, stolen water, and these people like Debenham sell their goods. So I think we will win on that one, and then we will move on to the whole state of Israel and why it's stealing land and so on. In South Africa, we convinced the rest of the world before the South African whites, but ultimately, if the pressure is sufficient, we will ultimately convince the Israelis that they should treat Palestinians with respect.
So, actually, you have a specific goal. Your goal is not to ban Israel from producing everything ever, is it?
No. Basically, the group itself has different positions. Some people believe in two states, a Palestinian and Israeli state. Other people say, no, the area is so small that two separate states won't work. I think the key thing that unites all of us is the notion that we have to treat Palestinians with respect. And all Palestinian civil society is asking us to boycott Israeli goods. And the best Israelis are saying exactly the same thing. They're saying, you will not convince the Israeli state to behave better from activities within Israel. It has to come from outside. So people against the house demolitions, the Palestinian house demolitions, that campaign calls for a boycott and so on. So,
okay, let's join the march.
Say no to the new Israeli apartheid. Boycott Israel.
Somebody just passed by and said that Himmler, the Nazi Germany's propagandist, would be proud of this march, but he wouldn't stop and discuss it. Good morning, I'm from the radio station. Will you join the boycott campaign?
I'm going down the avenue.
Okay. An old lady who wouldn't trust me. Hello, will you join the campaign? Will you join the campaign?
No.
It seems that the group is not, it's not easy for the group to pass, to get its message across. Good morning, will you join the campaign? Nope. It was a couple holding their presents in bags. Good morning, will you join the campaign? No, thank you, was the answer. Well, maybe it's my fault that people won't stop. Good morning, will you join the campaign?
Sorry, I've got time.
Doesn't have time. Well, some people do get the leaflets and read them while walking very, very fast. Good morning, will you join the campaign?
No, thank you.
Why?
No, thank you. I don't join campaigns.
A man who doesn't join campaigns. Good morning, will you boycott Israeli goods? No. Good morning, will you boycott Israeli goods? They say no, but I think the no is that no, they don't want to talk to me. I'm not sure if it's no, they won't boycott Israeli goods. Good morning, will you boycott Israeli goods?
I know about it, thank you.
Okay, she knows about it. Good morning, will you boycott Israeli goods? Good morning, will you boycott Israeli goods? A mom holding her child, she couldn't speak to me. Good morning, will you boycott Israeli goods?
Sorry?
Will you boycott Israeli goods?
Will I buy Israeli goods?
Yeah, will you or won't you?
I don't know, because it's debatable, isn't it, really? Because, like, a lot of countries, you know what I mean? A lot of
countries are doing bad things, you mean?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, where the, not the Israeli, the Palestinians get a bad deal, I think, really. You know, because there shouldn't be all this argument over God's land. You know, like, everybody's got the land. Nobody owns anything, really, at the end of the day. Somebody got it for nothing in the first place, didn't they? Going back years ago, before money was invented, everybody fought over land.
But now people say that maybe if Israel sees and losing money, maybe they will rethink what they're doing there.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, really, end of the day, it's nothing to do with money, is it, really? The world should give way to... Palestinians have a bad deal, they're very poor people.
But with South Africa,
Are you Israeli?
No, I'm Greek.
Yeah, but you know, like, they've got all this firepower, Israel, but it doesn't work. To do it, they've got to compromise, and they're not compromising enough. I thought it were getting somewhere, but it isn't now, you know, regarding talks. It'll always be, always
but
be like
with,
that.
But with South Africa, the boycott campaign kind of worked, didn't
Sorry?
It? With South Africa,
yeah.
I think the boycott campaign
did
something.
Yeah, maybe through that, are you? Because like black and white, you know, I mean South Africa, apartheid and all that business. Yeah, I know.
I think that back then people did boycott South African goods.
You know. Oh, what's his name now? I can't think of his name. They've named this thing after him, Blackie, who went in prison.
Mandela.
Mandela, yeah, fantastic, you know, he did. That's what it needs, real people like that. It's all to do with politics, everything. You know, and that, you know, it's through that, and it doesn't seem to work, does it?
I'll ask you a different question. It's difficult for me to ask people and to get a response by them. I'm from Sheffield Live, the radio station.
Yeah, right.
Why do you think people won't stop and talk, even for half a minute?
Because that's the way of the world, I think, in a lot of cases. They're either busy because of Christmas coming on, but a lot of people haven't got time for anybody anymore. It's a shame. I'm old school, obviously, and it's all money-motivated, everything now. Well, Christmas is not the same.
Hello. Will you join the campaign? That was an all. Hello, will you boycott Israeli goods? No, she was in a hurry to get into Atkinson's at the Moor. It's Saturday the 12th of December and I am attending the Boycott Israeli Goods March, organized by the Sheffield Palestine Solidarity Campaign. It's 10 to 12, it's noon. The sky is clearing and we can see the works for the new market here down at the Moor, and we can see at the horizon St. Mary's Church. Hello, will you boycott Israeli goods? That was a no. Good morning, will you boycott Israeli goods? That was a no, I think it was a no, I don't want to talk to you. Good morning, will you boycott Israeli goods?
I don't think so.
I think one was a maybe and the other was a I don't think so by two old women. Good morning, will you boycott Israeli goods? A middle-aged couple passing by and pretending not to see me. Hello, will you boycott Israeli goods? I think that was a yes.
Been taken and occupied, their houses bulldozed, their farms destroyed.
The Western powers and all did leave, while Israel acts with impunity.
Don't buy dates, don't buy jackfruit. Don't buy Israeli wine, there's a boycott going on. There's a boycott going on.
Don't buy
don't buy jaffa fruit.
Don't buy Israeli wine, there's a boycott going on. There's a boycott going on.
Good morning, will you boycott Israeli goods? To bring justice for the Palestinian people.
No.
No.
We're not
really.
We're not looking for trouble. We want a quiet word.
They're not looking for trouble. They live a quiet life.
Which radio is it for?
We're Sheffield Live.
Sheffield Live?
93.2. It's a community radio station.
Oh, right.
It's 12 o'clock. Sharp. We're walking up the moor, back to the town hall. Oh, that's fantastic. The sky is blue now. The clouds have opened. So we're heading back. We're on Cambridge Street. Again.
Good morning. Will you consider boycotting Israeli groups?
I'm game for anything, Madhuk. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Will you talk to your friends about it?
Pardon?
Would you talk to your friends about it?
I will talk to my friends about it, yes. Obviously, I will. Yeah.
Do you think that it will have an effect on Israel's policies?
Honestly?
No.
Honestly, no.
I don't think taking action in any way will alter anything. It shows that people are interested in their beliefs and make it publicly known, but...
But didn't boycott campaigns have a result in South Africa? I mean, didn't it contribute to South Africa and in the apartheid?
It all works in time, yes, it does, yes. So eventually something good will come of it, yes.
If we're patient. No.
If you're very patient, yeah. Keep at it for a long time, yeah.
Thank you very much.